Bless the name of the Lord, saints. Welcome to Beyond Church Walls, Going Beyond Church on World Power Gospel Radio Station, WPGR. I'm your host, Dr. Francine Green, founder of Beyond Church Walls Ministries and author of Daughter of the King, Possessing Your Spiritual Inheritance. It is my delight to be with you this morning. Today, we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. Of course, most of you know Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a Baptist minister and civil rights activist who became the most visible person and leader in the civil rights movement. I also believe he was a prophetic voice and visionary in his day. He is best known for his role in the advancement of civil rights using the tactics of nonviolence and civil disobedience that brought about a change based on his Christian beliefs. He inspired many people of all races. His most famous speech, I Have a Dream, during the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom on August 28, 1963, is one of the most powerful speeches today. He dreamt that one day his four children and all people would be judged by the content of their character and not by the color of their skin. In December 1964, in Oslo, Norway, he received the Nobel Peace Prize for his nonviolent campaign against racism. What resonates with me about the I Have a Dream speech is that Dr. King had a vision. I grew up during this era, went to a predominantly white school after schools were desegregated, and now the Lord is using me to speak forth a word to encourage all of God's children to never give up on the dream. I encourage you to take time to read Dr. King's powerful speech. In this speech, there were several allusions or references to the words spoken by two Old Testament prophets that captured my attention. The prophetic words of Old Testament prophets had the potential to reach the primary decision makers of nations. The first word was, "We are not satisfied and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream." That comes from the book of Amos, chapter 5, verse 24. The second, "I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted and every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain and the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed and all flesh shall see it together." And that's taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 4 through 5. Saints, I believe that day is upon us. God is just, and righteousness and justice is the foundation of his throne. God's glory is rising upon the church. As with any movement, we must have a vision. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 says, "I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I will give to this complaint." And the Lord answered him in verse 2 and says, "Then the Lord replied, write down the vision or write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald or messenger may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay." Saints of God, we must continue to run with the vision. I wrote a blog article for Black History Month last year in February titled, "The Dream is Still Alive." I noted that we are looking for others to fix what only God can fix. Dr. King, I believe, had a prophetic message for Black Americans that still holds true today. He said, "But there is something that I must say to my people who stand on the warm threshold which leads into the palace of justice. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must forever conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protest to degenerate into physical violence. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force." Saints, everyone needs a vision to sustain their life. When we are facing great challenges, receiving a word from God brings great comfort. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18 says, "Where there is no vision, no revelation of God and his word, the people are unrestrained, but happy and blessed is he who keeps the law of God." Without revelation, the people go unrestrained, walking in circles, have no certain destiny. Not only that, without revelation, people are tossed to and fro with every wind and doctrine. Revelation opens up new realms of living, of possibilities, of faith. It is impossible to live the Christian life without a revelation of God, a revelation of His love, revelation of His grace, revelation of His mercy, revelation of His character. Revelation is essential in our lives, that without it we perish. Prophetic revelation expands our capacity to see life from God's perspective. It is so important that the Apostle Paul prayed that God would give the Ephesians a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him so that they could get to know God better. People need a motivation, or people need motivation to run with the vision. Saints of God, I want to give you the fuel that you need to run. I want you to have whatever revelation I have, just as I feed on the revelation given to me by others. For years, I have done as Habakkuk suggested. I write down the vision and thoughts about my life whenever they are revealed to me. I write down prophecies I receive on a note card, on my iPhone, and in my computer. I carry them wherever I go, and they have sustained my life by reminding me of what God is saying. As things begin to unfold, I go back and review them so that I can see what God is saying to me. I keep a journal on what others, so that others may see what God has done in my lifetime. In John chapter 13, verse 34, we're commanded to love one another as Christ loves us. God did not place a qualifier on loving people based on race or social status. In spite of many of the disparaging words we hear today, we must take heed to Luke chapter 6, verse 27 through 28, reads, "But to you who are willing to listen, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who hurt you." And saints of God, I can tell you, over the 23 years that I've been walking with the Lord, I have had to learn to walk out these scriptures in my life. I've had to learn how to love those who I consider to be my enemy, or those who in maybe another lifetime I would have hated because of things that they had done to me. I've learned also to pray for those who have hurt me over the years. And I can tell you sincerely that it has been a blessing and has sustained my life as I have been able to continue to grow and mature in the things of God. Saints of God, we must learn to live in present truth to fulfill God's kingdom purposes. Many desperate people whose broken lives are crying out for justice in the midst of the wealthiest nation in the world. People of God, we have the answer. The Bible says that we all who hunger and thirst for righteousness will be filled. I believe God is raising up new leaders and prophetic voices in this generation. I believe we will see them coming to the forefront this year, 2018 and beyond. They will be so fine-tuned to the Holy Spirit because they have spent time in the secret place and their hearts are to do the will of the Father. To make America great again, saints, we must be intentional. We must pursue God's dream and vision not only for the church, but also for our nation. I believe one day our nation will believe our destinies are tied together according to God's eternal plan for His church. We are bonded together in love and in the freedom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the words of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., "Now is the time to make real the urgency of democracy. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of God's children. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment." Saints, God has made a promise to His children, and He has not defaulted on that promise. Let us pray. Father, I thank You for visionary leaders like Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Lord, I pray that we will capture the vision and continue to run until its fulfillment. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You have been listening to Beyond Church Walls, Going Beyond Church with your host, Dr. Francine Green. If you would like to support this broadcast and ministry, you can go to my website, www.beyondchurchwalls.com. You can also contact me at the station at 301-836-5570. You can also follow me on Twitter at beyond_2017 and Facebook at Going Beyond Church. I would love to hear from you. I look forward to hearing from you, and until tomorrow, have a blessed day.